You know, of course we get emotional. Of course there's days that you're, you know, not strong as the other days. But what you look forward to is the next day, because it gets better day by day, you know? It's just a positive mind, a positive life. You have to believe it within yourself before you can actually go on with a nice day. Positivity starts with yourself and believing it.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show. Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. Today I have a guest on the show. As you guys can see, I've been working hard to bring you guys 2 episodes a week. So let's continue that. And also, if you want to be on the show, please click on the link down below and see how you can be on the show. proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. I always get tongue-tied saying that. But the link is down in the description box, wherever you're watching this, so, or listening to this. So definitely, if you would like to be on the show, because I love doing interviews and I hope to have a lot more. Today I'm interviewing the fabulous, most like strong, like Cara Olivia. Her name's Cara Olivia. I went to school with her, and she was also studying film. And yeah, today she's going to share her unique hair journey. She is a fighter, you guys. She has sickle cell, and she also just recently reattached her locks, and I did not know that you can even do that. But she talks about her journey as far as fighting her disease and having natural hair and how that all ties in together, and also her new lock journey, which is her old lock journey, but now her new renewed lock journey. So you guys, this episode was so good, and she gives so much encouragement. So let's go ahead and get into it. Hi, Cara Olivia. Thank you for joining the show.
Hi, Sierra. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing? We haven't talked in so long, but I met you in college at SCAD, and when I met you, your hair was completely different, but I'm loving the locks that you have going on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a transition for personal reasons, and I'm glad I did it. I think I had like maybe a short haircut. I went through a different couple looks in college, but this is the one I'm most happiest about for sure.
Well, we can start like back when you were a child. Like, just run us through like your hair journey.
Yeah, so my hair journey as a kid, I just always remember like having braids a lot, protective styles. And it wasn't until I got to middle school where it was more so of the decision of what I wanted to do with my hair. I can vividly remember getting a bob cut, because I was like, oh, well, I want to get like a bob cut. And I got my hair permed and everything. Well, my hair was already permed, but I guess I was just getting it touched up as a relaxer. And I think as I was wearing that hairstyle, and it was in seventh grade, where I was like, Mom, I think I want to get locks. And she was like, are you sure? And that's like a really permanent decision. And I'm like, yeah, you know, because I have a chronic illness, which is sickle cell. And with that, there's a lot of medications that I take personally. And sometimes when I get to the hospital, that stunts the hair growth. And, you know, with having a relaxer, that wasn't doing any justice for it, making it better. If anything, it was making it worse. And so she's like, okay. You know, my mom was very flexible, whatever I wanted to do, as long as she saw it within reason. So called up my beautician. She was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And I literally started from, like, I started from the beginning. I didn't have, like, really a lot of natural new growth. So my locks were probably like that long. They were so tiny. And as I said, I started in middle school. So, you know, kids at the time could be very like, you know, a lot of people like, you know, like to cut their relaxer as they go natural. So it will have a lot of longer hair by the time they do cut their hair off. But I didn't do that. I immediately cut all my hair off by the time it was ready. And I probably had maybe an inch of hair when I started my lock. And I just really remember being bullied about it. And, you know, I have tough skin, so I really didn't care much about that. So I had locks up until my senior year of high school. And the same reason why I cut them off is the same reason why I got them in a sense, because I wasn't really taking care of it. And on top of that, the medicine that I was taking, also one of the side effects of the medicine, because this was a new medication this time, is hair loss. And so I remember the summer of 2014, I was in New York for school and just playing around with different hairstyles, as I always did. I never had my hair as down as much as I wear it now. I always had different like styles. And I remember coming home from just class and taking my bun down and like doing one of these to my locks. And, you know, for somebody who was just like, I don't know, somebody like myself, it didn't really tear me down as much as it would with somebody who I believe who doesn't have that much strength as I would. So I just was like, I made a decision to cut it off. So, yeah, I came back to I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. So I came back to the South, and my loctician was like, you sure this is what you want to do? And I'm like, yeah, I want to keep them though. And so she was like, okay. So we cut them all off. And instead of cutting it off like to the root, I kind of told her about a calming out method that she can do. So what it is just like, I think she cut off up to about this much at the top. And you just use conditioner and lots of conditioner, some water, and you slowly comb out the locks. And I had more of like a tapered look, which was at the time really nice. It made me more comfortable with myself because I actually had like a look that I could wear for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
think
believe,
that's how I met you.
Maybe, yep, I had, that's how I had my hair.
Nice.
And within college, I did a lot of experiments in one color, which I regret, but it was nice at the time.
I remember you with, but, like, blonde hair, tapered cut.
Yeah. I had blonde hair at one time. I think I did a pink by accident. I did gray, which was purple, which turned into gray. I did blue, green, a lot of colors, so... I think I've had my fair share of like colors. So right now I'm at this faded red, which I'm about to dye to make black. I'm so done with color.
Oh, I was like, I like the red.
Thank you. I just know what it's done to my hair, and I was very skeptical with doing this to my locks. So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Wow. Yeah. That was like short and sweet, but it was right to the point. You were saying that you had like, you started to notice that your medications would like lead to hair loss, or like, how did you deal with that? And like, when did you start to notice that?
I noticed it in high school, because the idea of losing, to cutting off my dress started in high school. And I just didn't really much do it then, because I remember students asking me, oh, Trilogy, how long are you going to keep your locks? Are you going to always keep it in? And, like, I think I was just holding on to that for the reason why I didn't cut it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep them. And then I think it took for me to, when I went to New York, to realize, okay, maybe I should have cut them off. Because it was, like, every other day I was waking up to, like, one lock on my pillow, or coming home from school and taking my hair out the bun and turning around and seeing a lock on the floor. And it wasn't like locks that were like in the back. It was locks that were up front. So after a while, they will become noticeable. And this is going to sound bad, but I used to remember as a kid going to church or just not even church, just certain places, seeing ladies with locks or gentlemen with locks. And they would have like a whole head that's bald. And then like back here, they would have locks. So that scared me. And I was like, I don't want to be like that. I think at the time I was like 18. I'm like, no. Can't do that.
Right.
So I was like, I'm gonna just cut it off before it gets any worse. Yeah.
Wow. How do you deal with that now, as far as like continue to have to take medication for sickle cell?
Well, I'm still on that same medication, and I do honestly, unfortunately, have hospital visits. I just know a lot, like I moisturize my hair more and I try a lot of more natural things. So for example, when I lock when I resist my hair now, I don't go to anybody else. I do it because I trust myself. And I have an aloe plant over here. So when it's time for me to retwist my locks, I just pick an aloe plant off and I get the gel within it and I mix it with my lock gel that I have and I retwist my hair like that. So I just try to, and I think also because of my diet now, I back then I mean, I wasn't unhealthy because my mom also monitored what I ate. But once you get to college, you kind of like splurge on like whatever because you're alone, you know? And it's like by the time I put my locks back in, I was at a mature state. I already had a healthy diet. I cut all red meats out my diet. And I just, there's certain foods with certain dyes in it that I refuse to eat. And I just eat better. So, of course, with what you put in your body comes out as, you know, within the way your nails grow, within your hair grows, and things like that. So that has a lot to do with it.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I've been wanting to try an aloe vera plant for my hair because I think it would like it because my hair is always so dry and I just cut all my hair off. I didn't even say that, but I just cut all my hair off.
Girl, I thought it
No,
was like in a
I
ponytail
cut it. I'm gonna like
or
post
something.
it on Instagram tomorrow, but I cut it all off
I'm
last
so in love
Friday.
with
I meant to say
you.
that.
I'm
But
so, I think because I just woke up, but I'm thinking it was like in a
you're
ponytail
like,
or
oh, she
something
got
this
a hair
whole
slick back. I cut it all off.
time.
Corey cut her hair
Yes,
yesterday.
Corey cut it off
Yeah.
too. Y'all look good.
Thank
Y'all look
you.
good.
So
I
like
know it feels so
doing,
good.
yeah, it's like very different. And I'm like, oh, I feel more of like a rebel. Like I could do what I want now. Because like, I don't know. I feel like I was not like using it like I don't think I was using my hair to like hide behind, but like kind of was like, and I also was lazy and it was dry and it wasn't necessarily the style that I wanted it to be. So I was just like, I need to try something different. I've always wanted to cut my hair, but.
That was most definitely I think when I was telling a couple people about me reattaching my locks, it was like a decision between myself and just my I don't know, just myself if I wanted to do it because at the time that I had my locks, I was a different person than who I am now. And a lot of people believe your hair carries everything that you've gone through. And I know a lot of people, that's the reason why they cut their hair because let's say they've gone through a journey within their life they're not too proud of. They personally could have gotten past it, but you know, your hair still carries that. And I was like, oh, that's true. Now I look back at it, I was in high school when I had my locks. You know, anything that I went through in high school, I'm not ashamed of, but I've learned from. And it wasn't until the point where I was a truly traumatic experience. So I was like, I think I'll be fine. And even with that, I'm a very holistic person, a very spiritual person as well. So I do a lot of staging. I do a lot of smudging and everything like that. And I do have crystals. So I was like, you know, even prior to, or when I do get them, I will, you know, do a ritual and meditate with it like that. And I think since then, it's been amazing.
How, what was that process like reattaching them? Was this your hair that you had before? Early.
Yeah, so these
Wow, I didn't know you
locks
could do
are,
that.
yeah, these locks are all mine. So all the locks that I have in are, and I actually still have some left over because I have like an undercut. But it took more than 12 hours. I think I started at, let's say,
12 hours.
8 or 9 in the morning, and I didn't get out of there till 2 a.m. My best friend did it, and I know that's like, what? But my best friend at the time was in cosmetology school. And I say, you want to earn $300? She was like, sure, what I got to do? And I was like, learn how to reattach locks, and that's yours. She was like, okay. So I sent her some videos. She practiced. And yeah, so it was a success.
Wow, that's
I don't know the reason
awesome.
why I did that. Yeah, she's awesome because that was a lot of time and patience. The only reason why I did that, honestly, is the lady that I originally had a consultation with, she was booked way past the time that I wanted to get it done. And then there's another lady who has who does it, but she's like expensive. I think she raised her prices now to $1,000, and I'm like, nah. At the time,
Wow.
it was only 800, and that's a lot. Yeah, so it's a very pricey
And it's your own
hairstyle.
hair.
So
You bring in your own hair and
my
you gotta
own
pay.
hair. You would think that would make a difference, right? No, I think more so with that was like, oh, my name's getting out there, so let's raise the prices.
Wow. What is your process like retwisting it? Is that easier?
My process now is, it's a lot easier for me to do it just for the fact that I know my hair. I did a lot of research because I am on this page on Facebook for Sisters of Lux, and I've seen other people's experiences with hair that's a lot longer than mine and all the products they use. And they're like, for example, wax isn't a good thing to put on your hair, even though it might get the hold at the time. Later on, it's going to be so much buildup. Your hair is going to be so heavy to the point where you can't even hold your head up. So I'm like, okay. So my locks are very light, whereas other people's locks are like dense and heavy. And, you know, I didn't want that to be me. But yeah, like using the aloe, I also, of course, you have to wash your hair prior. But let's say if I'm retwisting my hair twice within a month, I'll probably like the second time, I'll just keep a hot and put conditioner and some oil in it, Jamaican castor oil, and just spray my roots as I go.
Okay. I had my ex-boyfriend had locks and I would retwist his hair, but he had like scalp problems. Like he had like, I don't know what to call it, but I had to use like tea tree oil, but he would have a lot of like buildup on his scalp and it would like be stuck in between all of his hair. I don't know what it was, but I would use like tea tree oil and stuff. I didn't know if it was because of, it probably was because of him, like his genetics, but like, I don't know if you get that problems, but I always thought, I don't know if that was connected to locks or like you have to do extra stuff to your scalp or what.
Was it more so like his scalp was like flaking, or was it like his locks
it was
were
like
attached, was sticking together?
It was like flaking, but it was like the flake would be, when you look in his scalp, you could see that it was like all the way through. And like when you pull it out, it was like trying to come through the strands. It was like, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I think that's probably just genetics. He probably can have eczema or anything. As I said, I'm a part of a page on Facebook, and there's a lot of people who actually do have like dry skin or eczema on their scalp, and they do have to moisturize their hair a lot more. So I think tea tree oil is really the savior for all that. And that's really where anybody ever has those problems, they're like, tea tree oil, like that is the miracle apparently. I use it, but I don't use it as much. I think rose water is also a thing that people use a lot now with locks. And I personally haven't tried it out yet, but I plan on it.
What are your favorite products like that you use?
Right now, I'm using Jamaica Mango and Lime, which is just a secure lock retwister. As I said, I'm using an aloe plant. And then just for an oil, I use the Wild Grow towards the end. And I also have this natural spray that I got from this Black-owned business on Instagram. And they have a couple of different oils in it as well that I use to right before I go underneath the dryer to spray it. Then with that, it like after I get out the dryer, as I said, I use the Wild Growth oil just so to give that extra bit of shine and cuteness to it. And then I just try to spray it with the extra oil thing that I have in there every day, if not a couple days, because I am kind of lazy when it comes to stuff like that.
It seemed like it's easier, like me cutting my hair and doing my hair now, it's like I'm dead.
It's a lot easier for sure. I think the only complicated thing with getting my locks back is that I had a couple of times where some would come out just because it wasn't as secure when it was put in, and I've learned myself how to put it back in, and it's a process, but it works. So
get your hair to lock around it.
Yeah, to put it back in. I have one right here that I've done. And I don't know if you can see just because like how the color and the black comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where it's tighter and looser.
Yeah, those it happened just because I didn't do well the natural process of how everybody else is. Although I have seen log reattachments becoming a thing. People do make locks, and people do spend lots of money to put other locks in their hair. So I think as the years go, the process of how to put locks back in will be a lot easier for sure. But I think I'm doing a pretty good job when it comes to putting mine back in. I haven't had any fallout in a while, so.
Wow, that's so cool. Like, yeah. I haven't thrown my hair away that I cut off my head, but I don't know, like, that's cool that you could save it and be like, you know, if I want to use this one day, I can, like.
Yeah, that's so, it's so crazy how, what you can do with hair sometimes, and people might frown upon it, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, I think I had a couple, just people I met in college who, like, who frowned upon me. But people that I went to high school with, they're like, oh, the Caroline we know is back. You know, because everybody knows me for having locks. And it wasn't until I got to college where people knew me with short hair. So, hey, at this point, I'm like, I think people are used to it. But at this point, I'm like, hey.
You know, yeah, it's your hair. Yeah, like, whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. So do you have any tips for people that, like, because you have sickle cell and that's, like, super unique and you're so strong. Like, I see you in the hospital. I'm like, Cara Olivia, oh, my God, are you okay? Like, like, how do you keep pushing? Yeah. And, like, how do you, like, even this is affecting your hair journey. Like, how do you keep pushing with that?
Yeah. I just have faith, you know. I've had sickle cell all my life. And so I appreciate the condolences. I appreciate the sympathy from other people. But it's like, you know, I've been here, I've done that. Everything's going to be good. You know, there's people out there who have way worse conditions of sickle cell than I do. And I have the worst kind. But it's just, I've lived with it for 24 years. I recently was in hospital for pneumonia. And I was, you know, of course we get emotional. Of course there's days that you're, you know, not as strong as the other days. But what you look forward to is the next day, because it gets better day by day, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just a positive mind, a positive life. You have to believe it within yourself before you can actually go on with a nice day. Positivity starts with yourself and believing it. And I think as far as how I was raised has a lot to do with that. You know, my mom was positive. My dad is getting there. But, you know, I grew up with my mom. And she's a fighter. My mom actually is recovering from having cancer about 3 years ago. And so I think what helped her was watching my journey. And I think what helped me is watching her journey. Mm. And so we can now relate to a lot of things when it comes to illnesses, because she, you know, she knows what it's like to be in pain now. I know what it's like, you know, to see my mother in pain. And so we kind of help each other out when it comes to things, because I, in general, can get, you know, sick off the smallest things, whereas my mom, she's the same way. A small cold can make her really sick. And so it's like, I can't avoid my health, but I can avoid my mindset. I can't avoid the way I wake up in the morning and choose to have a good day. You know, I don't want to wake up and say, even though I'm feeling bad, I'm going to wake up and say, I'm going to have a good day. Let's take some medicine and let's keep this day pushing, because I can't control my pain, but I can control the way I react to it, for sure.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Preach.
Thank you.
I know, because it's like, some days it's like, do I want to fall into that, like, negative thinking? And you can switch it. Like, you could go outside. You could do something that makes you happy. And that's really cool, though, that even just that pushes you to, like, get through it.
Yeah, girl. I got to. I have to be. I think I've become, like, an advocate. And I want to become an advocate for other people who have sickle cell. Not even sickle cell, just people who struggle through different types of mental or physical illnesses, because somebody needs somebody to look up to. So.
Yeah. Well, you were doing awesome. Like, you were doing amazing. I'll be watching your story. Thank like, you. Let me get up. Like, I can't be out here struggling. So.
My mom would call me in the middle of that. Uh-oh. My mom would just call me. Okay, I'll call her back.
Well, I think, I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to add, but I don't know. I feel like we pretty much covered all of what I got from you.
I think that's about it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, do you want people to like, do you want me to say like where they could find you on Instagram and stuff? Like,
Yeah, for sure.
okay. So, just share your Instagram for us so we can, so people can find you and continue following you on your journey.
Okay, well, my Instagram is carolibia.naomi. That's carolibia, Carolibia dot NAOMI. That's carolibia Naomi on Instagram.
We'll put it on the screen
And
and we'll put it
yeah.
in the description box so people can find
Okay.
you. And yeah,
Sounds good.
thank you for so much for joining the
Not
show.
a problem. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm gonna text you to get like your address and shirt size so you can get a shirt.
Oh, nice. Yes.
But yeah, that's pretty
Okay.
much all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Sierra.
Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. So one big takeaway that I got from it, other than being super inspired to just keep going through my day and keeping a positive outlook throughout my day, because even just, some people have it way worse than you. And like she was saying, people have it way worse than her. So you just have to keep positive and keep a positive outlook and know that you're strong and that most of the times you've probably already been through the situation you're going through. So just keep a smile on your face, keep your head up, and keep a positive mind and keep things around you to keep yourself positive. So other than that takeaway, another takeaway as far as like for hair that I do want to actually try, even though my hair is real short now, we ain't got that much hair, but my hair still needs moisture. Still needs moisture is aloe vera or the aloe plant as she was referring to it. I think it's the same thing, but I really want to try that. It's really cool that she has a plant and she opens it up and she puts it on her hair and like it gives her hair moisture and everything. Like that's super cool to just have a plant that keeps growing and you don't have to keep going to the store to buy more products, you know what I mean? So that's something else that I also want to incorporate as my hair continues to grow, but my hair is dry right now, and I believe the products that I am using have aloe in them. Check out my last episode where I updated my natural hair journey. I shared the products that I use in there, so definitely check that out. But these products have been doing amazing things. So it has aloe in this product, so if I'm using aloe straight from the plant, girl, life changer. So, anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to screenshot this right now, wherever you're listening or watching, and tag us on Instagram at Proud and Curly. Let us know you're listening. Let us know your favorite part. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to this, especially if you're listening on YouTube. Comment, tag us, DM us on Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching, and we will see you guys and talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.